Just in time for the Feast of the Nativity, Archbishop Vigano releases three short letters and interviews. Yes, three of them. I published one on Christmas Eve already, and here I have excerpts from his recent interview with Mike Hixon, where he says something that I've been saying here since I started this channel, that Francis is setting us up for the kingdom of the man of sin, the Antichrist. Vigano says it in a much more eloquent way than I ever could, which is to be expected. After all, I'm just an overeducated guy on YouTube, and Vigano is an heir to the apostles. What Vigano has to say here is almost perfectly supported by the nativity scene in Vatican City, which I've talked about numerous times already, but there is a new development. While Francis has himself said he does not like the nativity scene that's on display and recommends the visitors to Vatican City avoid the display, it still stands. And now, someone noticed that on Christmas Day and since, the nativity scene lacks any representation of the child Jesus. Hopefully, since the production of this video, that's changed. But this all means that Jesus isn't represented in that nightmare-esque nativity scene at the Vatican, and there is something absolutely fitting in that, and there is something absolutely fitting in Francis saying that he doesn't like it, and that he thinks people should see some other display at the Vatican, but still permitting it to be on display when he could easily and effortlessly have it removed by issuing a single command. That's all it would take. Vigano's words here are instructive in connecting the dots, but keep this in mind as we proceed. The words of Cardinal Robert Serra are instructive. The Church's mission is not to solve all the social problems of the world. She must repeat tirelessly, repent, and believe in the gospel. Now, I'm not going to read the full interview with Archbishop Vigano. That would be tedious for both you and I, and interviews don't really work well for that kind of reading. So instead, I'm only going to zero in on part of the interview. The rest is linked in the show notes at returntotradition.org. As usual, I recommend you read it. This is the part I'm going to focus on because it helps explain the linkage between Pachamama, the Amazon Synod, the state of the world today, and the horrid nativity scene at the Vatican. Quoting Vigano, "The profanation of the Vatican Basilica during the concluding ceremony of the Synod on the Amazon contaminated the altar of the confession, since a bowl dedicated to the infernal following of the Pachamama was placed on its surface. I find that this and other similar profanations of churches and altars repropose in a certain manner other similar actions that have taken place in the past, and allows us to understand their true nature. I am referring to all the times when Satan has been unleashed against the Church of Christ. From the targeting of the first Christians to the conflict of Khosrow of Persia against Byzantium, from the iconoclastic fury of the Redacted to the sack of Rome at the hands of the German Lanzknecht, and later in the actions of France in 1789, the anti-clericalism of the 19th century, the rise of Bolshevism, the Cristeros in Mexico and similarly in Spain, up to the heinous acts of the Soviets during and after the Second World War, in the form of fear of Christ that we see today all over the world. Each time, invariably, the subversion of society, in all its various forms, confirms its own Luciferian essence, allowing the biblical enmity between the offspring of the serpent and the offspring of the woman to emerge, between the children of Satan and the children of the Most Holy Virgin. There is no other explanation for this ferocity against the Blessed Mother and her children. I think in particular of the enthronement of the quote-unquote goddess reason, which took place on November 10, 1793, in the Cathedral of Our Lady in Paris, at the height of Robespierre. On this occasion as well, the infernal hatred of the agents of chaos wanted to replace devotion to the Mother of God with adoration of a woman of the night, erected as a symbol of the stonecutter ideals, carried on their shoulders on a sedan chair, and placed in the sanctuary. There are many analogies here with the Pachamama, and they reveal the infernal mind which has inspired them. Let us not forget that on August 10, 1793, a few months before the profanation of the Cathedral of Our Lady in Paris, the statue of the goddess Reason was erected in the Place de la Bastille, in the guise of an Egyptian goddess. It is significant that we find this reference to the cults of ancient Egypt as also in the horrid nativity scene that is presently standing in St. Peter's Square. But obviously, the similarities we find in these events are also accompanied by something absolutely new. I refer to the fact that whereas up until the council, or to be indulgent, up until this quote-unquote pontificate, profanations and sacrileges were carried out by the external enemies of the church, since then the scandals have been seen the active involvement of the highest levels of the hierarchy, along with the culpable silence of the bishops and the scandalization of the faithful. The Bergoglian Church is giving itself an increasingly more disconcerting image, in which the negation of Catholic truth is accompanied by the explicit affirmation of an intrinsically anti-Catholic and anti-Christic ideology, in which the idolatrous cult of fake divinities, that is, demons, is no longer hidden, who are propitiated with sacrilegious acts and profanations of holy things. Putting that unclean bowl on the altar of the Confession of St. Peter is a liturgical gesture with a precise value and a purpose that is not only symbolic. The presence of an idol of quote-unquote Mother Earth is a direct offense against God and the Most Holy Virgin, a tangible sign that explains, in a certain sense, Bergoglio's many irreverent utterances with regard to the Blessed Mother. It is therefore not surprising that those who want to demolish the Church of Christ and the Roman Papacy do so from the highest throne, according to the prophecy of Our Lady of La Salette. Rome will lose the faith and will become the seat of the Antichrist. It seems to me that today we can no longer speak of a simple loss of faith, but we ought to take note of the next step, which is expressed in a true and proper apostasy, just as the initial subversion of Catholic worship by the liturgical reform is evolving into a form of worship that includes the systematic profanation of the Blessed Sacrament, especially the imposition of communion in the hand under the pretext of the present situation, and into an ever more evident aversion towards the ancient liturgy. In essence, many forms of initial prudence in concealing the true intentions of the innovators are decreasing, revealing the true nature of the work carried out by God's enemies. The pretext of common prayer for peace, which legitimized the slaughter of chickens and other scandalous abominations in Assisi, is no longer needed, and it is theorized that brotherhood among men can leave God aside as well as a salvific mission of the Church. End quote. What Vigano is seeing here is the spiritual foundations of the infrastructure of the beast being established. This foundation is what the Antichrist, whenever he arrives, will use to put all of humanity into subjugation. Many, if not most people, will enter into subjugation joyfully, as the man of sin will be accepted as a messianic figure, and he will work fake signs and wonders, but his work will be material in true nature. He, like his father below, will be a deceiver, concerned only with self-worship and the elimination of the Mass, the Eucharist, and Catholicism. Everything we see now being set up in the world points to this reality. We are witnessing the establishment of an infrastructure that will enable a figure like the man of sin to appear and to rule, as Catholic prophecy and scripture tells us. Without his mark, you will not be able to participate in society at all, even to the point of being unable to feed your family or work. What does that sound like? Sounds like some proposed solutions to the present situation. I have maintained that what we are witnessing is the dry run for the real show, when the man of sin will truly arrive. The work now is to see how much people will accept and to wear down the wills of those who would say otherwise no. That's not to say that I think most of these actors today know what it is they're really doing and who it is they're really aiding. Most of them think this is all necessary to achieve their goals, which they believe are truly right and just. No villains in history ever thought they were the villains. They either didn't care or thought they were on the side of the angels. The same is true here. People have marveled at how much is being accepted to also, but that is to be expected. I mean, true wisdom and true freedom come in Christ, and in a world that has pushed Christ to the margins, we shouldn't expect to see much virtue and courage. What will the future bring? More of the same, more of the groundwork of the beast being laid out, at least until the material chastisement promised in Scripture materializes, whenever that is. That could be in the near future, or after some great period of time, not to be seen in full fruition in any of our lifetimes. We don't really know, but remember, Satan is a prowling lion looking for souls to devour. His influence is everywhere, even among the prelates of the Church. That may sound incredible and disrespectful, but at the end of the day, the churchmen of our time, as in any time in history, face temptations themselves, and they face the choice to rely on Christ and the faith to persevere, or they can fall into sin. The lives of the saints are testimony to this reality, and the lives of the sinners are a sad testimony to this as well. Satan's fingerprints can always be seen in his work, and maybe, just maybe, we're seeing it in the Nativity in Rome that still stands, now without the child Jesus represented, all while the presumed pontiff says he doesn't like the display. That figures, in a sad and weird way. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on this in the comments, please, and like the video and subscribe if you haven't. Remember also that Friday, this coming Friday, is a holy day of obligation, so look at your Mass options, please. And as always, pray for the Church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.